Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redling.
Have you ever thought about sexual exploitation to minors? What the ramifications are and how much there is in the area? Well, today, Melody Williams, president and founder of Pursuit 3416, is going to fill us in. Welcome, Melody, to Encounter.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Melody, how did you put that name, Pursuit 3416, together, and what's it all about?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So, we are called Pursuit 3416 because we are pursuing Ezekiel 3416. And when I share that verse, it's going to make a lot of sense also after you kind of hear what we do, but I will go ahead and share that verse. It is, I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. So it's a lovely anthem to our organization and kind of speaks to our heart.
And what is your heart?
Our heart is honestly just protecting the youth in our community and making people aware of the hidden epidemic that's literally happening in their homes and they don't even know it. We want to protect God's flock. And we're going to do that by what Pursuit 3416 is about. We were founded to fill critical gaps in sexual exploitation education in the St. Louis area. We truly exist to protect youth in our community by equipping them to recognize the most common forms of sexual exploitation before it happens. And sadly, it is happening in every single neighborhood, and I kind of will go into that in more detail as we talk.
What are the most common forms, Melody, that you're speaking of?
Absolutely. So we focus on four areas. The first one is going to be self-exploitation. And that's when people, especially our youth, are sharing explicit images and videos of themselves. So that's called self-exploitation, and we talk about that, and we talk about the consequences of that, what that looks like. Then number two would be something called sextortion, and that is when you are extorted for money or more videos or more pictures when you share those explicit images or videos. So for example, you meet somebody online, and you all start trading inappropriate images, then the person comes back and says, you know, I'm not the 15-year-old girl or boy you think I am. I send me $1,000 right now to this account, or I'm going to share this picture with every follower on your Snapchat, your Instagram, your TikTok, and all of your counselors and your principals at your high school.
Wow. So that really happens?
It happens so often, Judy, that it's currently 1 out of 5 minors have reported having personally experienced sextortion already. That's how common it is, 1 out of 5.
So what is the recommendation for that for preteens? How do they stay out of it?
Honestly, it's going to be education and it's going to be prevention programs such as ours. They have to be aware of the consequences because our culture, unfortunately, has normalized it. Teens today, minors today, feel like it's very accepted and it's common. They feel like it's part of the dating world. They think everybody's doing it, so why can't I? Everybody does it. And so they do it. So the number one way to prevent kids is to share with them the reality of what happens when they make this choice. And that's part of our program. It's so important to our heart is sharing with them the reality of what that choice, what the consequence of that choice is.
And so, even sharing inappropriate video with people you get to know online is the first step of not having anything shown that you don't want shown.
Exactly. The minors need to be wise And the only way to fill them with wisdom is to give them the proper guidance, direction, and tools to make the right choices.
Melanie Williams is my guest, and she's the founder and president of Pursuit 3416. We've talked about two of the things this ministry does. What are the other two, Melanie?
The other two are going to be AI, which is artificial intelligence, deep fake nudes, and the sextortion connection. So AI deep fake nudes are a huge problem. It's growing with the development of AI in our world. And currently, 1 in 10 minors have reported that they have friends or classmates that have used AI tools to generate nude pictures of other kids. So an example of that would be maybe a kid at school grabs a picture off of their friend's Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and they put it in an AI tool and they make it a nude picture. And then once it's a nude picture, all kinds of things can happen. Sextortion can happen, where they then threaten to send that picture around the school if the kid doesn't do something for them. Or it could just be a bullying tactic. And they, again, threaten to get that picture out and the child is threatened or bullied or whatnot. So that's called AI deep fake nude. So we're going to educate on that. And then the last focus that we have is sex trafficking. But not the typical vision of what most people think sex trafficking is. And most people think that it is something that happens in other countries, or it couldn't possibly happen in my safe neighborhood. However, what we educate on is how common sex trafficking actually is in our beautiful St. Louis neighborhoods. And it doesn't matter your socioeconomic class, it happens in every single socioeconomic type of neighborhood. And that might look like when a minor or a young person meets someone online, and then before you know it, they are meeting up with them and sex trafficking proceeds from that meeting. So we're going to educate on the reality of sex trafficking and what it looks like in our homes and in our neighborhoods.
So Melanie, how do people find out more about what you offer and how not only could they get involved, but how they can get their kids educated?
Absolutely. They can visit our website, which is pursuit3416.org, just like it's spelled, P-U-R-S-U-I-T, and then 3416.org. All kinds of information there, and they can contact us through email or fill out a form to have us come and speak at their organization. And we will speak to, and we have spoken at every type of organization you can think of. So we speak at churches, schools, clubs, businesses, staff meetings at multiple types of organizations. We truly want all of our community members to know exactly what's happening in their neighborhood. We want our community members to know that, yes, their next door neighbor could be someone that is dealing with exploitation, whether they are a predator or a victim. So our 1 hour presentations offer everything you need to know about exploitation in our St. Louis community neighborhoods.
Tell us a couple of success stories, how your ministry has helped.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say, a quick overview of our impact. We've been around for over 4 years. And even though the heart of us started 11 years ago, Pursuit 3416 is 4 years old. And in those short 4 years, we have helped 45 minors escape exploitation situations that were live happening when they came to us. And we have educated over 4,000 community members on this hidden epidemic. So 3 stories that I would love to share with you if we have the time. I'll just start with the first one. After one of our presentations, a woman in her 50s approached us. And while she was sitting in the audience, she had a powerful realization that some of the things that had happened in her home as a child were actually forms of abuse. We met with her privately to talk through next steps and connected her with trusted resources. And she was able to get answers from law enforcement, begin therapy with a trauma-informed specialist, and most importantly, start healing and growing deeper in her faith. So stories like hers kind of remind us that it's never too late, honestly. So after one of our school presentations, a 15-year-old girl came to us unsure what to do, and she shared some things that were happening in her home that didn't feel right. And through what she heard in our presentation, she began to recognize experiences of exploitation. So with great care and compassion, we listened, we explained her options, and we followed the proper steps as mandated reporters to ensure her safety. And months later, we learned that she was living safely with her father, involved in school, and thriving. So her courage for her to come to us allowed for her life to change.
That's wonderful. And so, Melanie, you have 30 seconds to say why you started this ministry.
The ministry was started 11 years ago. It's really the heart of it started back then. And honestly, I just was watching a human trafficking documentary, and I had a visceral reaction to what I was listening to. And from that, I went into, for 9 years, mentoring kids that were sex traffic survivors. And from those 9 years, I recognized all kinds of gaps in education and exploitation in our St. Louis area. And so Pursuit 3416 was truly formed after identifying those gaps. But it was that 11-year-ago experience sitting on my sofa watching a human trafficking documentary and Holy Spirit visceral reaction that moved me to that.
Wow. All right. Get involved. Learn more. Get your kids and grandchildren involved in getting educated. Melanie Williams has been my guest, president and founder of Pursuit 3416, that website, how people can find out more.
Yes. Thank you. Pursuit3416.org. We'd love to hear from you.
That's Pursuit3416.org. I'm Judy Redlick. This has been Encounter. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Hope you'll tune in again next week.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.